You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the telephone this morning, the co-chair for the Tuolumne County Adult Health Fair, Kathy Amos. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. So nice to be here.
Next week is when the Adult Health Fair takes place in Tuolumne County at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. It is Tuesday and Wednesday. And this is a special year. 40 years, Kathy.
Yes, I can't believe it. It has gone by, as most years do, pretty quickly. But yes, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary. It's going to be October 16th and 17th at the Motherlode Fairgrounds.
All right. So walk us through a little bit about the Adult Health Fair and what it is all about. It is not sponsored by any private business.
No, we're very proud of that. Essentially, it's a community-based organization of individuals and agencies who come together for the sole purpose of putting on the health fair once a year, and then we don't meet again until July of the preceding year. And so we work by consensus of all those individuals who are present at the meeting, have an equal vote, and it's very much of a consensus atmosphere, very collegial, and it works out really well.
There will be plenty of different booths that are run by private businesses that will be at the fair.
Absolutely. The fair could not run as successful for all these 40 years if it weren't for community support from individuals who are participating in the event and to our community-based organizations, as well as our proprietary and non-proprietary businesses. And we really do rely on them for the support. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes donations that go on. A lot of our foodstuffs are donated. A lot of our there's monetary donations as well to help fund this health fair. And so it is truly a community-wide effort from all areas of business and community-based organizations.
So a lot of volunteers helping out.
I can't even keep track of how many, but I know the last count was over 250 volunteers.
Incredible. The Tuolumne County Adult Health Fair is the title, so who can participate?
It's for adults only. You have to be 18 years and older to participate in the screenings. Now, that doesn't mean we don't welcome children, so parents with young children are more than welcome to attend. The children are more than welcome. They just can't participate in the screenings, and that's for liability reasons. It's for adults only.
And tell us about some of the screenings.
We have our typical screening. Our biggest major draw is the blood draw, which includes a comprehensive metabolic panel. It also includes an A1C, and there's markers for thyroid, cardiac risk, and also for men 45 years and older, a PSA test for an additional $10.
The blood draw is a rollback price for celebrating 40 years.
Thank you for saying that. Yes, we are so excited to be able to this year, in celebration of our 40th anniversary, to roll back our, for one time only, to $20 for the blood draw. The regular comprehensive metabolic panels, and that the fee for the PSA remains the same at $10.
Got it. All right. Is easy parking?
We are always a little stressed with parking, but it is easy parking. We have our Kiwanis Club who help with the parking, so please do not run them over at 4 a.m. in the morning. They're very valuable to us. And they get up and they manage the parking. And we do have a golf cart that's available. If you just let us know you need some help getting to or from your car, we're more than happy to do that.
Okay, Kathy, you just mentioned some early morning hours. So what are the hours of the Tuolumne County Adult Health Fair?
The hours have changed this year. And we are open for blood draws from 5 a.m. until 1 p.m. The booths don't open. That's the Sierra Building and the John Muir Building where all the screenings are. They don't open until 7 o'clock, and we'll be closing an hour earlier this year at 1 o'clock.
Okay, and is there food and beverage available?
Yes, the Women of the Moose are our kitchen crew. We've gone healthy food sources, salads, and better choices in apples, and they've really done an outstanding job of making it a lot more healthy and a wider variety of things. The sandwiches and the foodstuffs are free, but we do ask for a donation because the healthier foods are a little bit more expensive. So if you can make a donation, we really appreciate it.
And the entire adult health fair is free of charge, other than, of course, the blood draw and the rollback blood chemistry price this year. The exhibits are free, displays, literature demonstrations, all sorts of stuff can be found.
All sorts of things are free, and including, because of our 40th anniversary, we're having some celebration of, I believe, the Sonora Jazz Band is going to be there on Wednesday morning, early, about 7 o'clock. And also we have giveaways. We have 4 or 5 Fitbits we're giving away, some Yeti beverage containers, lots of giveaways that we're doing in celebration of our 40th anniversary.
For more information, a telephone number.
Yes, 533-7428.
Anything else, Kathy?
No, just come out and enjoy. We are still looking for some volunteers, so if you want to volunteer some of your time, give that number a call, 533-7428.
Next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, October 16th and 17th, Kathy Amos, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.